Go. Okay, you guys, this is a special video session on me, Ralph Havens, and Katie Kavanaugh. It's for your hopes, your dreams, your desires. And we're going to go straight to a healing session for you because right now it's the equinox, a lot of change, a lot of people struggling. So whether you're dealing with a health scare, some sort of health scare for yourself or for your kids or your family, or a financial scare, there's just a lot of uncertainty and you're waking up in a cold sweat or a panic and you just don't know what to do, what to focus on, and life is definitely not what you thought it would be at this point in your life. This is for you, and I apologize for my voice. It's got the end of a crazy cold, but we're gonna go straight to healing. I'll give you links in a little bit, and then what we'd like you to do is to test it and to see what's different immediately in your physical body, like walk, stand, bend, move. I encourage you to do that right now. And then later, after the session, walk, stand, bend, move, and notice what's different. And then over the day, just notice what's different. I did it this for myself this morning, and I got a really cool miracle come in. I won't give you the specifics, but it was an abundance piece that came in a really nice way this morning. So our intention is to help you heal and to get your health back and to get your life back and to live the way you want to live and do what you want to do. And our intention is to do this in the next few minutes. So real briefly, Katie, it's the equinox. For those of the people into astrology and big macro levels of consciousness, anything you want to say before we just get right to it?
Yeah, super quick. This is the start of the new astrological year. We are in Aries, which is a fire sign. So this is the perfect time for all of those new beginnings. We are in the process of again burning through that which no longer serves us so that we can really truly align with what it is that we are manifesting for this next chapter. So really getting clear on what it is that you want for the next even 4 to 6 weeks. So, what hopes, what dreams, what desires do you want to come to fruition? And what changes do you need to make in the way that you show up so that you can have them? It's more about it's yes, it's a mindset thing, but it's also we need to make sure that we're clearing our energy so we can create the space to bring in all of those new codes for our own upgrade and our ascension. So that's basically what we've got here for today, which is really exciting. So let's get to it.
Let's get to it. So again, I encourage you to stand, walk, bend, move, because you can be different right after this session. And would you know it if you were? And so one of the cool things is to notice what you notice that's different after the session, and then over the day, notice what's different, and then over the week, notice what's different. And you might catch yourself discounting it and saying, "Oh, it couldn't have been from that," but maybe it was. So try this, watch it again. It'll be everywhere, Spotify, YouTube, all the places we put this. And right now it's on Facebook Live. So without any further ado, what you can do is just to sit in stillness for a minute and go inside your body. And by that, I mean, just notice your inner body just for a moment. I'm gonna give you the link to this process and then the links to do this with us more in just a minute. And just notice the space in your head, the very center of your head. And then notice the space under your chin and around your tongue and between your tongue and the back of your throat. And then notice the space in your throat and the space between your throat and your neck bones, and the space inside your rib cage. And if you like, there's this very special point. The very top of your breastbone is a little, the top of that bone. You can just lightly, lightly, lightly touch it. And just lightly, lightly, like the pressure you would touch your own eyeball, lightly push the skin up towards the sky. And just hold that for a bit. There's a very powerful thing we'll talk about. That's a whole other body of work. But I invite you to do that if you like. And then notice the space around your diaphragm and below your diaphragm and in your back and around your belly button and then your low back, and the space between your belly button and your low back. And the space between your pubic bone and your tailbone, and between your left and your right hips, deep in your pelvis. And the space in your arms and your wrists and your hands and your hips and your legs and your lower legs and your ankles and your feet and your toes. And then notice the space that you're in, like the space in your room. And in a very easy way, just consider the space that all of space occupies in space. Above your head and below your feet, in all directions. And then let go with your intention. And notice your inner body, just whatever's happening in your body. Notice what's happening in there. Just be still. And notice. And notice if there's any thoughts. You might even put a thought in your head. I wonder what my next thought might be. And as you're noticing, take a moment just to consider, who is it that's noticing? Who is the watcher? And you might consider that question, who am I? As you sit in stillness and just notice, who am I? Now, what you can do, if you like, is to think about your definite chief aim in life. If it all came true, what might that be for you? So take a moment, if you like, and just imagine it. Getting everything you want, your health, your family, your money, your freedom, your time, your work, your success, your fulfillment, the inner peace. And then let go. And go back in your body and just notice your inner body. Notice what's happening in your body. Let go of all distracting thoughts. Feel your body inwardly. Consider and notice, who is it that's watching? Who is the one that is noticing? And you can ask that question, who am I? We're going to do a technique that goes straight to your spinal cord at a very deep level and straight to your inner brain at the deepest levels. We can explain it more later. There's a lot more of this to come. We do this in our group. And what I invite you to do is keep the pressure lightly on that little breastbone, pushing up to the ceiling as you turn your body to the right, somewhat, not hard, just to the right. And even turn your head to the right as you press this little skin on that bone up to the sky. And then turn your eyes to the left. And then relax your eyes And let your body turn a little more to the right. And then turn your eyes to the left. And let relax your eyes and turn your body to the right a little more. And then turn your eyes to the left. And then come back around to the middle and keep the pressure lightly, lightly, lightly up to the sky and turn your body to the left and your head to the left. And then turn your eyes to the right. And then relax and turn your body to the left. Turn your eyes to the right. And then relax. Turn your body a little more to the left and your eyes to the right. Your pressure on your skin, on your upper breastbone is still to the sky. And relax. And then keep this pressure on your breastbone up to the sky and put your other fingers on your belly button. And then real lightly, super light, very light touch, bring that skin up towards the sky as well. And while you do this, put your attention in your body. And just notice, let go of all distracting thoughts. Feel your body inwardly. Notice, who is it that's watching? Who are you? Everything you want. And then let go. And then I invite you to stand, walk, bend, move, and notice if there's anything different. Notice if you're walking different, if your feet are on the ground different. And then I'm going to put links in the comments here on Facebook Live and then on Spotify and YouTube and everywhere we're going to be putting this. And what I'm asking for is for you to let us know what you notice. And if this is useful to you, if you know people that are suffering, if you know people that need help, I invite you to take that jump. I know it's like kind of weird to share things and, you know, to be seen and all that, but I invite you to let that go because the world needs us right now and we can heal ourselves. And we can help other people heal, but we need your help. So I'm inviting you to please share this. And then let us know what's different in your life. And I'm going to have Katie close this out for us. And then we're going to start to share it. I'm going to go grab all the links and put them in the comments. And thank you for being here. And Katie.
Yeah, wow. I just notice a real big difference. And so thank you so much for leading us through that. I know that, again, when we take the time to just spend even 10 minutes with ourselves and do our own self-healing, then we're not only helping ourselves, but we're also putting that out there for the collective to also participate in that healing. So if there's, again, if there's anyone that you know who needs this type of healing, just tap into this energy because it's here. And with so many more people awakening right now, just to be able to recognize our own energy and how it works with us and how we can work with it puts us at an advantage when it comes to, again, creating those things that are next for us. So when we can create from that space, from that open space, from that pure potential, from positive construction and a place of openness and willingness and gratitude and love, then we are supercharging our attractive powers, if you will, as we're sending out that vibration to receive what it is that we've been asking for. Anytime that there's doubt or fear or worry in the way, then it deters our results. Even though, again, every request is always heard and always answered, it's when we have those energetic blockages in the way that prevent us from really receiving in the way that we want to receive. So just taking, again, like this 10 minutes out of your day to just check in, rebalance yourself, it will realign you with where you need to be in that space of calm, peaceful presence so that you can more easily see those signs and receive that wisdom and that guidance and the healing and the support and the creative solutions and the opportunities that you need. So again, this being a perfect time for new beginnings, what can you do for yourself moving forward every single day that puts you in that calm, peaceful presence so you can be in a positive, constructive energy, knowing that whatever it is that you are creating is on its way and you feel that connection? So again, whether you're looking for an abundance of health or an abundance of fun or abundance of creativity, doing this type of work to open yourself up and to clear the way is how we what's the word I'm looking for here? Is how we become more aligned with those energies that are working in our favor, again, to move us forward. So let yourself be wherever it is that you need to be right now. Yeah, there are things that we're all dealing with. The whole world is, you know, it is what it is. But again, noticing where you're holding any resistance to what's currently happening in your life, or anywhere that you're holding on to a deeply seated fear or worry about what's going on in life, this type of work can help to dissolve that energy, helping you to become free of whatever that hold is so that you can go out and that you can be a clear vessel for abundance, for consciousness, for this upgrading ascendance that we are going through right now as a collective. So you get to be that role model for everyone else that you show up in this way and other people come up to you and they're like, I want what you're having. So the more we can clear ourselves, the more we can be of service to others just by showing up in a way that is more compassionate, that has acceptance and kindness and willingness and gratitude at its core. And this is the way that we change the world. This is the way that we anchor in peace. This is how we anchor in presence. It starts with us and it radiates out just like that drop of water in the pond that ripples out through. That's what we are. Every time that we show up in our presence, in our authenticness, and our willingness to be that unique, powerful co-creator that we came here to be.
All right, that feels perfect. So I put a couple links. There's little tech issues going on, but I worked around some. So I'm going to put this all over the place, Spotify, YouTube, and share it. Let us know how it's going. You can message Katie Kavanaugh and myself, Ralph Havens, and comment. So thank you, Katie. And let's test this and see what's different. All right, you guys, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you everyone for joining us. We'll see you next time.